Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the Great Adventures of Hop podcast. I'm your favorite dad. Season 2, Episode 31, Hop Rides Her Bike. Where will she go tonight?
Trying to remember now, does Hop have a bike? Like a bicycle?
She does.
She does? Where does she keep her bicycle?
In a secret spot that I don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a big bicycle?
Nope.
No, it's a little one?
Yep. It's her size.
It's her size. Where did she get that bike?
At the same place as I got my bike.
Ah.
I think.
Yeah.
Yep. It was only at the stuffy one.
Oh, so she bought a stuffy bike. Did she buy that bike or did you buy that bike for her?
Bought it.
Yeah.
Yeah, on her for her 5th birthday.
Oh, very nice of you. Mm-hmm. So, she told me that recently she decided to go to try it out. And
did it have training wheels? Wait a minute, it didn't.
No, it doesn't. No, because Hop is used to riding a motorbike, and motorbikes don't have training wheels either. And that's kind of the same, except a motorbike you don't have to pedal. It just goes by itself. So Hop, for whatever reason, thought that her bike would ride more like a motorbike. And so she was starting to drive with it rather than kind of bike with it. So right away she went onto the street and she was in the main lane where the cars go, which maybe was the greatest idea because Hop just was on a little bike. A little wrap and a little bike is hard for cars to see. But her little bike had a really big horn on it. So she was able to let all the cars around know that she was there, because if anything came close, she just honked her horn, and they would not really know where to look, but they would stop, and so then they would eventually find her. So Hop just kind of kept on driving, though, and she pulled onto the main street, and she stopped at the stoplight, and turned onto the exit, and of all the silly things for Hop to do, she started biking down onto the highway. This is a terrible place for her to be biking. That's just not a good spot for a little rabbit to be taking her little bike. Motorbike, yes, but for her little bike, just not a good plan. But she worked her legs as hard as she could, and she was going pretty fast for a bike, but still all the cars were passing her quickly, like just right past her. And she was pedaling and pedaling and pedaling and pedaling, and she was starting to sweat, and sweat was getting in her eyes, which was making it hard to see, and then she had to work really, 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 really hard, but she couldn't really see where she was going too well because there was sweat in her eyes. And then all of a sudden, it became really easy to pedal her bike. And she's like, oh, whew, I wonder what happened there. Maybe there was, my brakes were on while I was pedaling. I don't know what happened here. And then not only did it get easy, her bike started to move faster and faster and faster on its own. And Hop thought, oh, where am I? She managed to wipe the sweat out of her eyes and saw that she was right at the top of a very, very big hill. And she was going down faster and 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 faster. She was going so fast that she took her feet off the pedals because the pedals were going way faster than she could go. And then her bike just kept going faster and faster. And suddenly she was, just the wind kind of blew her off her bike. And she was holding on to the handlebars with her front paws and just kind of sailing out behind her bike. And then all of a sudden, she was up in the air. She didn't know what happened. She was looking around going, what is this? What? She was still holding onto her bike, but her bike was off the ground. And she's looked to the left and looked to the right. When she looked to the left, she started turning left. And when she looked to the right, she started turning right. And she realized that she had gotten so frightened of how fast she was going that her ears had started sticking straight out, just like wings. And just like wings, she had taken off the ground.
And she was flying ears, they turned into the wings.
So she was flying, literally flying down the hill, holding her bike in her paws. Oh, Hop was so relieved that she was able to control where she was going. So she figured maybe she should go back. So she got quite enough exercise that night. And she did not look forward to biking back up that hill. So she found a thermal. She found some hot air, the warm air that was rising. And she managed to get higher and higher and higher and higher. So high that she was able to fly back up to the top of the hill. And set her bike down on the opposite side of the highway, the side that goes back. And land right on her seat. And she took a deep breath. She was so happy to be back on the ground on her bike again. And this time, well, she pedaled and pedaled and pedaled and pedaled her way back home. But she made sure that she had her Kleenex so that she could dab the sweat out of her eyes so she knew exactly where she was going so she didn't accidentally go down another big hill.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Great Adventures of Hop podcast. Join us next time when Hop wants elephant pajamas. Good night, sweet dreams. I love you.